Welcome.
Freedom.
First of all, welcome. This is Unsolicited Freedom. Perspectives. I am your host, Bruce Freedom. Anthony, Freedom here to lead the conversation in important events Freedom. And topics that are shaping today's society. Join the conversation and follow us wherever you get your audio podcasts. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch our video podcast. Rate, review, like, comment, share. Share with your friends, share with your family. Hell, even share with your enemies. On today's episode, I'm giving you guys a sneak peek once again into our After Hours Uncensored show. That's the show that me and my sister do, similar to the sibling happy hour. We're dilly-daddling, and it's a lot of cussing. There's parental discretion is advised because there's going to be a lot of cussing on this show, but this is just going to be a sneak peek for you guys to check out the show. But that's enough of the intro. Let's get to the previews. Like I said, giving you guys a sneak peek of the After Hours Uncensored. Those are our shows that are on the Patreon page. You can find our Patreon page at patreon.com/unsolicitedperspectives. After Hours Uncensored is filmed about 4 episodes a month. It's only $5 a month. So go ahead and join. Any little bit helps us continue to keep producing this free show for you guys. And then when the purchase of the After Hours Uncensored, you get that uncensored content. Once again, I want to remind everybody, parental discretion is advised. We're going to be cussing this shit on this episode. All right, here's the first clip, and it's a clip from a show that we produced this week, the last week in April. It's just a third of the entire show, but it's telling the story of me going to New York to celebrate my bestie's 40th birthday.
What is and is not embarrassing?
Well, you know what? Look, we're recording.
I know we're recording. I saw the thing.
Okay.
I have eyeballs.
All right.
I'm still going to eat this Kind bar.
Okay. We'll eat the Kind. Well, I mean, don't eat the Kind bar so loudly. That's
all right.
I'm just saying. Okay. So I go up to New York this weekend.
Yeah.
And yes.
Tell me about this.
So my bestie was like, are you going to take the train or the bus? And I was like, shit, I'm taking a fucking bus. And I'm going to tell you why I decided to take the bus. It's cheaper. Of course I'm going to take the goddamn bus. It's cheaper. All right. So I decided to take the mega bus. When did I book my tickets for the mega bus? Last minute.
Mm-hmm.
As per usual for any time that I travel, it's last minute.
Right.
And so... I planned my Friday. I was like, look, I'm gonna do some work, then I'm gonna hit the gym, and then I'm gonna be out the door. So I got up early, even though I got no sleep on Thursday night. Got up early, I did everything I said I was gonna do. I did the work. Mm-hmm. I hit the gym. I was on my way to the mega bus on time. The mega bus was gonna leave at 1:20. I was there at 12:20. I was mm-hmm. there super early. Okay. Right. I did not reserve my seat. I just picked
Mm-mm.
general seating.
Mm-mm.
And I was cool. You know what I'm saying? I was cool. We left Union Station and we were on our way to New York. But there was a mm-hmm. thing that I did not factor. And what? That is that we stopped in White Marsh on the way to New York.
Yeah.
So we're pulling into White Marsh and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Why are we pulling into White Marsh? And then I see all these people lined up. Now, when I got on the bus on Union Station, I'm by myself. I got yeah. two seats next to me. I'm feeling good. I'm stretched yeah. out. We hit traffic in New York. I'm not stressing about it. I'm doing work. I'm listening to the podcast. I'm watching YouTube videos. I'm comfortable. I'm living right. life.
Yeah.
I'm up on the top part of the double decker.
You're living
bus.
Your best life.
Living yeah. the best life. Got me a little something to sip on. I'm chilling. Yeah. We right. pull up at the White Marsh. I'm like, how the hell are all these motherfuckers going to get on the bus? Because it seems like is the line is longer than the available mm-hmm. seats that we have on the bus.
That's not correct. It's the exact number of available seats on the bus.
Well, it wasn't the exact number. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. So I'm like, all right, even though I had space, I'm sprawled out and it still wasn't comfortable because I'm a big guy. So mm-hmm. I start wrapping up my stuff just in case somebody got to sit next to me. But I'm watching the line enter into the bus,
yeah.
and I still got this seat right next to me. So I'm chill, right?
Okay.
Next thing I know, I turn to my left. I'm on my phone, looking at something on my phone. And then this guy comes up And he's like, is anybody sitting here? And I look at him. Cause I look at him and I look down at my legs and I'm like, homie.
Right.
There's other seats available. Why the fuck would you pick somebody?
Would you want to squeeze in?
Right. Why would you pick somebody that can barely get one ass cheek into this seat?
Right.
I'm spread out. So yeah. But me being who I am, I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. The seat is available. His ass scrunched down right next beside me, rubbing all up on me. And I was livid. Jay, I was fucking livid because there were other seats available.
Yeah. Yeah.
With smaller people.
Yeah.
And when he got in, he didn't try to scoot in and just try and make space. No, he made space. He came in ass first.
Yeah.
His whole ass was on my right shoulder.
Yeah, slid all the way down.
Mad. Yeah, it did. It slid all the way down. So I'm mad, okay? And I'm looking right across from me. There's an open seat available of this older gentleman, and he just got his backpack on the seat. And I was like, I should have did that shit. Because if I did that, he wouldn't have asked me if the seat was available. And I'm looking at the dude that's sitting next to me, and I'm looking at the seat, and I'm staring at him. I know he has to know that I'm ice grilling him because we right here, we side by side.
Literally next to each other.
You got to know.
Ass to arm.
Right. Yeah. Ass to arm. You know, I'm looking dead at you. And he is just eyes straight ahead. And I'm like, oh, you're not trying to look at me. It's like when you're driving in a car and you accidentally like cut somebody off and they pull up right beside you. You look straight ahead.
You're looking straight ahead. Yeah.
This motherfucker was looking straight ahead, making sure he don't look me in my eye. The bus has started. The engine is going. That seat's still available. Yeah. I am doing everything that I can to make it uncomfortable for him. Not because I'm a mean guy, but because, bruh, we are not fitting in these two seats together.
So I'm
kind of elbowing him. I'm hip checking him. I'm doing all types of stuff to make him uncomfortable. He didn't move. He stayed there. And he, you know what made it bad? Is he was looking at the empty seat and he kept looking at it. And I was like, are you doing this on purpose? Like, I know that's a self-absorbed way of looking at it.
But
it couldn't help.
Still.
But dawn on me that maybe God was playing.
It was like a Truman Show moment.
Yeah.
You're like, am I on a show? Because why is this happening?
My knee is pressed up all on the back of the other seat. And it's a power. It's a power cord. Not a power. Power adapter. Things you plug in.
An outlet.
God damn it. An outlet. It's an outlet right there on my knee. It's metal. It's just mashing my knee. He's sitting over there. He talking on his phone. He listening to, you know, music or whatever. And I feel like he's farting.
Probably.
A lot.
Yeah. It's getting a little warm and the seat vibrating.
No, I'm smelling smells. Fart smells, and they're coming like every so often. I'm like, this motherfucker just sitting right next to me farting. Like, this is really beyond not cool.
Yeah.
We hit all types of traffic. I thought I was going to get there at 5:55. I did not arrive until 7:30. I rushed.
That's what taking the bus does for you. You know, listen, hey, I get savings. You know what I mean? I get looking for a deal.
Right.
But one thing I'm not going to be is uncomfortable on a damn trip. I'm just not. You know, we took the train up. Because I had to take a flight out of JFK once. I took the train up. Mm-hmm. It was very comfortable. It was a lovely experience. And you know what? Because what I can't do any longer is sit for hours on a bus with a bunch of bus people. And, you know, no offense. No offense. But there are people who are habitual bus takers.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's a certain level of just like, you don't give a shit about society.
That's the truth.
You'll fart in public. You'll listen to your music loud. You will eat foods that smell on the bus. you will go into that bus bathroom and light it up. Because okay. you are comfortable on a bus. Like you're a habitual bus taker and you're comfortable on a bus and you do too much. And for the rest of us who are not habitual bus takers and just really want a pleasant experience while we head up to New York, just really want a nice quiet ride, you're ruining it. You're on the rest of us. And that's why we have to pay more to go on trains and planes because of bus people like you getting too comfortable. Comfortable sitting close to us. You smush and wiggle yourself into spaces you're not really supposed to be in.
Nope. He wasn't supposed to be in it. Yeah, that was their ordeal going there. Coming back was easy. Because it was in the middle, it was like Saturday afternoon. So it was hardly anybody on the bus. I got the two seats to myself. Now, the outlet was not working.
Mm.
But I had just enough battery left on my laptop to watch some of our after-hour shows, which is the reason why I'm putting this on the air to promote it. Because the shit's...
You're going to put my bus people rant. Great.
Yeah, I'm putting the bus people rant on there. I told you that before we jumped on here. Because the shit is funny.
And I said no.
Well, I'm
and
the
you
producer.
Are gonna disregard what I said.
Yeah.
Because you you know, I come to these
what are these?
These after hours tapings in a certain headspace because that's what you said I can.
Right. Yeah.
And so that these are not for public
assumption. But they are for public assumption. They're just behind a paywall.
No, you gotta still pay. You gotta pay to see me like this. Like it's not. You don't get for the free. No, that's
we're
not.
Just
you
a sample.
Don't get
we give people just a sample. We
All
give
right.
people just
you know
a sample.
What?
I mean, we here
it's
now.
It's your show. I guess I'm just here.
God damn it. Anyway, since you're going to be an asshole, let me tell you about my ride back. Mm-hmm. All right. So the ride back, first of all, I almost missed it. And this is how I almost missed it. Because we were out really late celebrating my bestie's birthday. Did I get McDonald's at 4-5 o'clock in the morning? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I know you did.
Did I get a 20-piece nugget, fry, and cookies and eat it all?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
You did.
Did I wake up at 10 screaming bloody murder? Yes, I did. So I didn't get up. Checkout was at 12. And I specifically got this hotel because the checkout was later. So my bestie texted me because I told her the night before, hey, I'm leaving in the afternoon, but we can still get brunch or something.
Yeah.
So she texted me. She was like, hey, you still down to get brunch or lunch? Absolutely. What do you want to do? She said, I'll pick a place close to your hotel. I was like, okay, bet. So she picks a place close to my hotel. The reservation's at 12:30. We both get there early, which is unlike us normally.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was a festival in New York that neither one of us knew about. So even though I left a half an hour and I'm just a mile and a half away from where I need to catch the bus, it took me a half. My bus is supposed to leave at 2.
Yeah.
The Uber driver dropped me off at 2. And I told him, I was like, hey, bro, if you can make it before 2, I will put an extra tip in there. I got to make this bus because I don't want to take the next one.
Right.
And the only thing that saved me is when we were turning a corner, I actually saw my bus behind me. It was running late. So I was good. So I get on the bus. I got my own seat. My battery is about to die, but I'm watching After Hours Uncensored. And through that, I'm charging my phone. So I'm vibing. I'm chilling. About halfway through, I've got to use the restroom.
Mm-mm.
So I use the restroom. It's not a big deal. No big deal. I use the restroom.
Oh, okay. All right.
We stop off at White Marsh again. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm hearing the bus driver talk, but I'm not really hearing what the bus driver is saying because they switch bus drivers. So I'm not really hearing what the bus driver is saying. So I peel back my headphones because I was listening to, I don't know, a YouTube show or watching like that. And she is irate. Yeah, she is irate and is reading everybody the riot act. I put on my headphones and dig into my phone.
Yeah.
Now, why is she reading everybody the riot act? She's reading everybody the riot act because somebody had used that bathroom and had urinated all over the seat and the floor and didn't clean up after themselves. And I completely agree with her. You was talking about bus people. It's no damn way, because you wouldn't use your bathroom like that, right?
No.
You wouldn't go to the bathroom and urinate all over. And it had to be a man. You wouldn't go over there and urinate all over the place and not clean up after yourself. And I completely agree with her. As she was telling it, I was nodding my head. I put my headphones on because I didn't want to make eye contact, just because she seemed like she was really angry. And so I was just like, I'm not going to make eye contact. I'm just going to do what I'm doing. But I'm nodding my head in agreement because I agree with everything that you have to say.
Yeah.
What she did not know. Is that very person that she was complaining about?
Please, no, Jesus.
That was not in agreement. And it was not my, it was my fault, but it wasn't my fault.
It sounds absolutely like it's your fault.
Look, look, let me just say, I'm 6'4".
How did you pee all over the bathroom?
I'm going to tell you, I'm 6'4". I'm 200 and let's say 35, 40 pounds right now. And that bathroom is the size of a phone booth. Okay. Yeah. When I step in the bathroom, I can. I have to stand to the side. I have to move my feet to the side because there's not enough space between where that stall is and the door. So I have to move my feet to the side to even fit in.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't no big deal. It's a big toilet, right?
Yeah.
But it kind of freaked me out because there's no like flusher. It's just a some liquid. It's just some liquid. Just
Yes.
So this bus is really bumpy. So immediately I'm nervous because I'm like, this bus got to hit one bump wrong and this shit fly up. I'm fighting everybody. Everybody is going to hell. I'm setting the world on fire if any of this liquid splash up on any of me at all.
Yeah.
So, so you know, I'm 43, 44 years old. You know, my bladder ain't what it used to be. So I'm peeing.
Right.
And it's taking a lot longer than it normally should. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's taken about the same amount of time as it normally would be, but it's just long.
Right.
And this bus is bumping. And for the first couple of seconds, everything was hitting its target. And then as this bus kept bumping, the target was being moved all over the place.
I think then, most people sit down.
No, well, I wasn't going to sit. I wasn't going to put my Christian ass cheeks on that ungodly toilet seat. No way. What are you talking about? How dare
you? Nobody's asking you to put your butt on the toilet seat directly. You put some toilet tissue down.
Hold on. I'm going to get to that. There's a whole reason why this ended up the way it was. Okay. So the bus is bumping and jumping all over the place. I'm trying to aim. I can't aim. Not because I don't have good aim, because the bus is throwing me all over the place. I'm seeing that I'm spraying the whole, I'm not hitting where I'm supposed to be doing. I'm spraying the whole top of the toilet. I'm still thinking to myself, it ain't no problem. I'll wipe it down. I start to see that a little bit of the urine is somehow on the floor and it's getting close to my shoe. Now I got my Jordans on and I'm not even trying to get my urine on my shoe. So I'm trying to move over a little bit. I'm trying to move over a little bit. So I'm not getting no, and as I move my legs a little bit, the target moves. So now it's all over the place. And I'm like, all right, I can at least clean. I can at least clean the toilet off. So I see the tissue paper and I see it. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But then again, I remember there's no flusher. And I look to my left. It's a bag. It's a fucking bag. What's in this bag? Bag of used toilet paper. Now I'm even more disgusted because you know how I feel about bathrooms. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking around. I'm like, where's the sink? There is no sink. There's only hand sanitizer, which I've been using already anyway, because I'm on the damn bus. But I'm not using hand sanitizer because you need to wash your hands. You need to hand sanitizer
doesn't bring wet ones?
No, I didn't bring wet ones. I always bring wet ones on the bus. Well, I don't. This is the first time I've taken a bus in 7, 8, 9, 10 years. It's been a long time.
You gotta be bus ready. And part of being bus ready is knowing that you don't use that bathroom on that bus.
I didn't have no choice. I was drinking.
No, you needed that. Exactly.
I was drinking.
Exactly. No, you were supposed to be eating crackers, popcorn, anything absorbent. You're supposed to be eating bread, things like that, absorbent things, and you're not supposed to drink anything because you're not supposed to use that bus bathroom because there is no flusher. Because again, you're on a bus. Where is it flushing the stuff to, Bruce? Where is it going?
I don't know. I don't ride buses. I don't ride buses.
It's not going anywhere. It's a blue liquid. Yeah,
it was blue. It was blue.
Yes,
and that's I did not want no blue on none of me.
It splashed on you. That's it. I mean, well, that's look, just that's how it is.
It didn't. Well, I made a business decision.
Microscopic.
Shut up, you asshole. Shut up. Look, I made a business decision, and my business decision was it's either I get the urine all on me or the urine goes all over this place. And I'm sorry for everybody else who's using the bus, but I blame the bus driver. I'm not going to take no responsibility. I'm going to blame everybody else, which is just so ridiculous. I blame the bus driver for not driving smooth. I blame the bus for not having a sink. I blame anybody that came after me. And I'm so sorry for that bus driver that had to clean that up because I knew I was wrong. I did. I was wrong. I know I was. But ladies and gentlemen,
that's trifling.
It is. It's one of the most trifling things that I've ever done.
Yeah. You should be ashamed.
I was. And because she was talking about me when she was going on that tirade.
Yeah.
And I felt ashamed. I did. You know, it wasn't what I wanted. You know what I mean? That wasn't what I wanted.
That's not how this was supposed to go.
It wasn't supposed to go that way. But yeah. Had I known that we was eventually going to be stopping at White Marsh, I would have said, hey.
There's always a White Marsh stop.
I don't know these things because I don't take the bus. You know, I guarantee you next time I'm taking the damn train. Okay. I'm not taking the bus again. No knock on the bus. The bus got me there and back and was fine. But you gotta
be bus ready.
Yeah. I hope she's not a fan of this show because she's gonna know it was me. I'm identifiable from who was on the bus. Everybody's gonna recognize the big bald head black man. So she's gonna
shouldn't have gone into the bathroom.
You should not have gone into that bathroom. But I tell you what, I got home safe and sound.
All right,
that is what it is.
Her job is to drive a bus, not clean people's piss out of the bathroom.
And that's exactly what she said. She was like, who would do this? You wouldn't do this at home. And she's absolutely right. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Do better.
You do better. You do better. You're talking to yourself. You do better. You know who else needs to do better? The Chicago Sky.
Okay. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end for the free preview. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the second clip. Go ahead and listen, watch, and enjoy.
No, I just sent you the story in Atlanta Journal. They had a huge drug bust in Buckhead, and it was like 500 pounds of weed.
Which is just ridiculous. Thousands. Like, not ridiculous in the standpoint of how much weed was there, but ridiculous in the standpoint that the government resources would be used to crack down on somebody like that. Nobody is dying from weed.
Nobody. Nobody is dying from weed.
I don't know if there has been a history. I don't know if there's been a person in history that has passed away from actually smoking weed. Now, they may have smoked weed, got behind a car, died in a car accident or something like that, got hit by a car or something like that. But I don't know that there's ever been anybody that smoked so much weed. There's never been an overdose of marijuana. Right. Unless it was laced with something. Maybe if it was laced with fentanyl.
Unless it was laced. Yes. Okay. Case report. This is from NIH. Case reports implicated acute cannabis intoxication in one accidental death.
How much weed did they smoke?
It's got to be a lot.
They probably had that Jolly Rancher. I had that one time.
But it goes on to say, however, this individual case cannot be used to infer a general association between cannabis use and overdose deaths.
And didn't Biden just put a federal thing saying, yo, we ain't tripping off of that no more? Why is Georgia still like, we gonna crack down on drugs?
Bible Belt.
So I've been watching this thing on Hulu. It's like Narcos. Mm-hmm. But it's not the show Narcos from Netflix. It's just like documentary style about narcotics and the war on drugs. And basically the war on drugs, I mean, like, if you didn't know this already, ladies and gentlemen, is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it for the longest time. It seems like we It seems like we keep trying to police mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Because people that use drugs, some of them use it because it makes them feel good, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people use it to escape.
And a lot of people use it because they've become addicted and they can't stop.
Well, yeah, because there are some drugs out there that are absolutely, absolutely addictive, right? Yeah. Even some people I think are addicted to marijuana.
I think you get addicted to the euphoric feeling. I don't think that anyone is addicted specifically to marijuana. I think you're addicted to the feeling. And you're just like, you know what? I just want to get high.
Yeah. Because it helps you escape.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of policing mental health, and I don't know if that policing isn't the right word, but I've been drinking
it
today.
It is criminalizing mental health issues.
Yeah. That's people are so, we're going to stop drugs at the border. You are never going to stop drugs. There's a reason why every drug dealer outside of the U.S. is trying to push drugs in the U.S. You know why? Because there's a market for it.
Yeah.
People like to get high. Us as Americans like to get, if you stop overworking us.
Thank you.
Through capitalism, making us consume so much materialistic bullshit.
Making us play a game that we cannot win.
Never win.
We work our entire lives to earn money, to give that money back to you in products and services. And so at the end of the day, we still don't have anything to show for it. We can barely afford our rent and groceries and all kinds of things like that. And then when we try to get just a little vacation and we put that PTO request in and it gets denied, you wonder why people go absolutely fucking nuts. And it's because I just needed a goddamn break and y'all couldn't give me that.
Right. I earned it. It's part of my agreement. It's a part of my agreement.
It's part of my compensation package.
Yeah. No, it's like people in America love to get high. Mm-hmm. And it's because we work entirely too fucking hard.
Yeah.
I remember talking to our father, and he used to have the office right outside my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be working all night long.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, man, the light is coming through the door. Like, I can't go to sleep. What are you doing? I'm working. I'm like, it's midnight. Why are you still working? I got to work. I'm working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and I said, I don't ever want to work that hard. Now, I do. Because before you hopped on here, I literally was finishing up some work before you hopped on here. But I pick and choose how hard I want to work because of what I do for a living.
Right.
Now, I show enough wood like that them guarantees or that monies. But like, in order to be a boss, you got to take chances. And taking chances is you got to go out there and earn that money. That's the cost of freedom. That's the sad thing.
It is.
That's the cost of freedom.
It's risky business to keep it strictly business.
What?
I don't know. Just wanted to put those two movie titles out there.
Okay.
If you haven't really seen either one, watch them.
Okay.
I have been, so today, I kind of love when I procrastinate and I kind of don't, because I procrastinate. I've been procrastinating all day. I decided that I was going to do some homework and then some work for like my actual job. And then, but when I procrastinate, I do everything but the thing I'm going to do. So I'm not one of those procrastinators who don't do anything, including the thing they're supposed to do. No, today I washed the dog. I mopped the floors. I did the dishes. I finished putting up the security system. Took the garbage out. Walked both the dogs a couple times they've been out. Like, I've been doing everything but my homework. Still haven't done it.
Jay, you better get on that damn homework.
I know.
You was complaining because you got a 97 instead of 100. And I'm like, that's still an A.
It was an 86.
Well,
that okay. I talked her into a 90, but I'm still pissed off about the 90.
Oh, man. I hung out with my bestie last night. I went over to her house.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's doing good. She's doing good. Real good. She, you know, she turned 40 this year, just like you.
Okay. Come on, 1984s.
Right. And so she was like, what are we doing for your birthday? It's like your 40th birthday. What are we doing? And so she was like, well, I want to go back home and do this. You know, would you come? Yes, I'm going to be there. Like,
it's your 40th birthday.
It's 40th birthday. I'm going to be there. Well, you know, I just don't want to, you know, ask too much. Like, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, so remember when you told me you was going to New Orleans? I was like, yeah. She was like, there was a part of me that was just like, hey, I'm just going to come down for one day. And I said, you know what? On a real, I kind of was thinking that too. So I was like, I'm going to go to New Orleans for Halloween. She's like, Halloween is on a Thursday. I was like, damn, you already looked it up. I was like, I guess this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But her being a bartender,
because
I was over her house and she was feeding me drinks. Yeah. I came home last night. Oh, I ate some Arby's and ordered McDonald's ice cream.
No.
And I know I got into bed. I took a shower. Oh, my asshole has been on fire the entire
Sure your stomach sounded like boots in a dryer.
But I was cool. I was cool last night until about 6 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. Then something hit my stomach and I said, oh, should go to the bathroom. But you know what though? Went to the bathroom, was in there for a smooth 45 minutes, got back into bed and slept beautifully. Slept beautifully until about 10. My alarm went off. I almost threw my goddamn phone. I was like, can I sleep a little bit more? Nah, you got to get up.
Oh, man. But I say that every morning.
Can I
sleep a little bit more? Because it's both the dogs. I can't even say it's just the puppy. It's both the dogs. It's both of them. And they got... It was like yesterday I wanted to sleep in. I'm like, a Saturday. I had a long week. It was crazy. I'm like, I want to sleep in. No, Roscoe gets up probably about 4:30. So I let him out and I'm like, hey, just be quiet for this next hour and a half before I feed you breakfast so I can get a little sleep. You think he was quiet? No. And so I get up at 6 and I feed him. Get back into bed. I'm like, Ronnie, hey, give me some time before you get up and you want to eat breakfast and go out. You think she did? No. No, about an hour later, she's. And I'm like, I guess I'm up. I guess I'm up. Okay, fine. I just wanted to get a little sleep. I don't think that's too much to ask.
In about 3 months, definitely by your birthday, you'll be able to sleep in.
Yeah. So my birthday this year, I'm going to Panama. I've always wanted to go. I was very...
Time out. So you done created a security system.
Yeah.
That is very drug dealer-esque. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go to Panama this summer?
Yeah. So it's not... You listen. I already get stopped by security. Just on the strength of my first name is usually written across ISIS pamphlets. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, so Jana is the Arabic word for heaven or paradise. So I've seen on ISIS pamphlets where it says the road to Jana. And I'm just like, super. That's cool.
Is that,
that's great.
So I know mom named you and our brother.
No, she didn't. Dad named me.
Okay. Dad. Mm-hmm. Off of biblical stuff.
Yes.
So that's what it means in the Quran. Mm-hmm. What does it mean as far in the Bible?
So in the Bible, it's an Old Testament name. It was one of Jesus's uncles. If you read his lineage, the so-and-so begat so-and-so begat so-and-so. It's in there.
So dad named you after a man?
Yes. But he still thought it was a pretty name. And he's correct. It is. So in Hebrew, my name means God's gift.
Oh God.
Yeah.
We knew that you was gonna be Dad's favorite.
It was funny. I was in an Uber with a very nice Muslim gentleman, and I just love when I encounter Muslim people and then they ask my, you know, they see my name, because they always like, do you know what your name means? Do you know what it means? I'm like, yeah, I do. It's just heaven. It means heaven. It means paradise. I was like, I know. Thank you.
All right. So you're going to Panama for your 40th.
Yes. Yeah, so I invited friends, but
didn't invite me.
It's a girl's trip. It's just my girlfriends. So
I have a lot of girlfriends. I mean, I have a lot of friends that are female. I can blend in. But that's okay.
At any rate. It's probably going to be a couple people be like, damn, I ain't get an invite. Listen, I'm going to have something at the house. So if everybody want to come by and do a kickback, I'm going to have something at the house.
You got to have something by the house.
But I'm also want to go on a trip.
You know, mom and dad is going to be like, you need to come up here for your 40th.
For what? Y'all come here. Everybody can come here. I'm not right. Paying to come up there.
Right, Panama.
So, you know, we don't, the three of us don't really celebrate our birthdays too much. So I was like, okay, I'm going to invite people, but I'm going to just like try to remember that if people can't come, it's okay. It's not because they hate me.
Jesus.
Like, no. It's just because of scheduling conflict
or it's expensive.
Financial or well, that's the thing. So that's part of the reason why I chose Panama, because it's not expensive to get there.
Mm.
And I was going to do an Airbnb. So that
be
instead
careful
of
with them Airbnbs.
Oh yeah. I mean, I definitely read the reviews and things like that, but I was going to do an Airbnb so we could split the cost and things like
that's
that.
Smart,
so
yeah.
To keep the cost down so that people will want to come.
Okay.
So I bought my plane ticket.
Okay.
And I let everybody know, hey, I got my plane ticket. Let me know who can come so that I can find an Airbnb that'll accommodate all of
everybody,
us.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8 people in total. So already one person said they can't come. And I was like, she is your friend.
Right.
She loves you. Yeah. But I mean, even if only one person can come, I'm still going to go and I'm going to have fun. Like, well, so I mean, it is what it is.
But then it's not a girl's trip. Then your brother can go.
Yeah. If it by the end, it's like me and one other person, then I might say, listen, if anybody wants to meet me in Panama, here's the dates. Look, I'm going to be here.
I'm going to update my passport this week. That's what finally going to make
you
me do it.
You have been saying that since we started this show. A year and a half ago.
It's got so long, my friend just stopped reminding me. She's just like, you gonna do it when you do it. I'm done with it.
Just renew the passport.
I don't know. It's the mundane things.
Yeah.
That I just keep pushing aside.
There's been many times where I'm like, should I hire a personal assistant to work part-time, to just make calls I don't want to make, schedule appointments I don't want to schedule.
So like, AI can do that. There's AI that can actually do all that for you.
Yeah, but also you can hire somebody part-time as a virtual personal assistant and they'll do, because I'm like, there's so many times where I'm like, I need to call this person, make sure I have this and make sure I do that and make sure I call this and make an appointment for that. And I forget half the stuff if I don't put reminders in my phone. I would love to just send a message to my assistant. Hey, can you make sure on Monday to call, you know, Enterprise and book that rental for me or whatever, like, so that I don't have to do
it. You ain't that fucking busy to not be able to do the shit yourself.
Which is why my personal assistant would be part-time. I don't need anybody full-time.
I think you could do the AI bot that can... There are AI personal assistants now.
Yeah.
That will schedule everything. Look,
that's,
AI is
just
taking
too
over.
Much like Terminator.
We here now. We here.
We learned nothing from all the movies we made.
Yeah, we learned that it's going to destroy our society. And you know what? I'm kind of for it because it's a lot of dumb people out there. And maybe Ultron was right. Maybe we need to wipe away human existence, or at least all the dumb people.
Yeah.
Let's get the dumb people out of there. Oh. You know why? Because the dumb people about to vote in Donald Trump again.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. The AI robot apocalypse, I'm siding with the robots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm siding with the robots.
They done all the calculations.
Yeah.
They know, like, this is the outcome. This is the most likely outcome, and this is the best outcome. You know what? You know better than me.
Pick the winning team. Pick the winning team. That's just what that is. I don't get, and I've said this before, I'm not going to try to survive a post-apocalyptic world. I'm just not going to do it.
Like, you don't want to live in Mad Max?
No. It's too hard to live. So if you're telling me there's a zombie outbreak, I'm going to buy me a box of wine and sit in my house and wait to be bitten and become one of the horde.
They don't bite you. They eat you. If I remember correctly, they
eat
you.
And then I become one of the horde. I just missing an arm or something. I don't know because I'm already dead.
No. Okay. Look, now, I hear you on a lot of things with like a dystopia.
Yes.
Because to me, dystopia is can't use a clean bathroom. Now, if I can't use a clean bathroom or take a shower when I want to, that's literally hell. And so the whole world needs to end.
There's no plumbing, no electricity, no internet, no cell phones. Like, you're walking everywhere because where are you getting gas from?
I don't mind walking everywhere, but I need toilet paper.
There are cannibals and all kind of crate. Like, I see
I can deal with cannibals.
Like, no.
But I need a bidet. See, these are things.
There's no bidet. There's no Cottonelle wipes. There's no toilet paper.
No, then I can't live that life.
No. I've already said I'm not going to work that hard to survive in a time where I don't even want to be alive. Like, there's no running water. There's no electricity. You're hot or cold all the time because it's wintertime. You just got to light a trash can on fire and get some warmth. You can't turn the heat on.
Now,
I don't want to live that
I could do that because that's when they was like, living, just enough for the city
I assure you that in a post-apocalyptic world, there are not four black men standing around a trash can.
The Levante ain't out there singing.
In a perfect harmony. In a perfect four-part harmony. It's not happening.
Yo, you want to know what's real? So I was watching a movie a couple of weeks ago called Across 110th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so the guy that... And not Anthony Quinn, or maybe it was Anthony Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old school actor that he was old in this movie. And this movie was made in like 71 or 72.
Yeah, Anthony Quinn.
Anthony Quinn. Mm-hmm. So he was old in like the movie Mobsters, mm-hmm. but he was already old in the 70s. And it's about, I don't know, it's about cops and the underworld and all this type of stuff. But in one of the scenes, they're filming obviously in Harlem. Mm-hmm. This is across 110th Street. And in this walk-up Harlem apartment building, people are complaining that every time they flush the toilet, it's coming through the sink.
Mm.
And I'm like, yo, I don't think this is an exaggeration. I think that there were really buildings like this. And so they're filming. I did the little Wikipedia page, right? Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to make sure that they shot in Harlem.
Okay.
And they're filming in Harlem. And I'm like, yo, that shit looks like Baghdad. It looks like it's been bombed out. And then I've heard stories about New York in the 70s and 80s being bombed out. But it looked like a third world country. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, that looks like dystopia to me.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, I can't live in no place where I flush the toilet and it's coming through the sink.
No.
Life got to end.
Yeah.
Life ends at that very moment.
I have to burn the building down because the moment pee start coming out my sink faucet. Now I have to assume that it came out the shower head. Now I'm pissed. That glass of water before bed, I'm questioning it. Because I thought it tasted a little funny. And once I had that in my head, that's it.
That's it.
I done brushed my teeth with this water. I done washed up with it. No.
Now, what if that pee water got your teeth white as hell and no cavities?
I don't give a damn. I'd rather all my teeth fall out of my head at once.
No, you're talking ridiculous now.
Than to drink pee?
Well, look, if my choice is to have teeth that's missing or drink pee, especially if it's my pee, I think I just drink my pee.
No. I will have the freshest dentures.
No, I don't want them dentures. They'll
be like perfect. Dang. Ching. Because it'll shine, and I'll put them in I'll put the Polydent on it and put them in the little glass.
One time that you go out to eat, the motherfucking dentures fall out your mouth.
That's why I got the Polydent. No, mine are secure. No. Mine is day in there.
One
and
time it's going to come out. One time they're going to come out, and you're going to be like, God damn it. Pee wasn't so bad.
I'm like, oh, damn, sorry, y'all. My damn teeth came out. I knew I shouldn't have ordered the steak. I'm sorry, y'all. But I wasn't going to drink no pee, y'all. No, we feel you. No,
is our brother there? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's that like having him back? Did y'all just kick it in and watch movies?
Yeah, pretty much. We've been watching Avatar, The Last Airbender, the live action on Netflix. It's really good.
That sounds like Star Trek to me. It's the same thing.
No, it was a cartoon. And
I know it's different, but it's the same thing to me. It's just blocking me from being able to watch wrestling. That's all it is to me.
You've not moved on from that. I really want you to talk to somebody about the trauma and the PTSD that you have suffered from not ever being able to see the main event for WCW.
You know, yesterday was 316 day.
What's 316 day?
Austin 316 says, just whooped your ass. And so people was actually celebrating it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, he did that to kind of like make a mockery of another wrestler who was using John 316, which is actually a Bible verse. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't really know if we should be celebrating that, because I'm all for not doing anything that's going to put me in hell.
Right.
Because from what I heard about hell, hell is not a place I want to be. Heaven is a place where my bathroom is really big,
it's and pristine, luxurious,
then that's the place I want to be.
But in hell, it is a truck stop, and not the nice truck stops, because there are some really nice truck stops. No, it is the shit stained truck stop bathroom.
Where it's dried shit on the toilet seat, and you like you can't even like
and
clean
on
it off.
The walls.
How do they get it on the walls? Like, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Like, how is that possible?
How?
You just decided that you were just going to aim your ass. You just open the door, aim your ass. Just vicinity of the toilet, and just go. And I'm thinking to myself,
or worse, you went in the toilet, you then reached your hand in there, took it out, and smeared it on the walls.
You know what? This show, this episode,
it's gross.
It's gross as hell.
Yeah,
I'm just like y'all listening and watching. I'm sorry.
We have potty humor and toilet, and then we talk about
going. We're very juvenile.
It's a natural bodily.
Everybody function. Does it. Everybody does.
Everybody
it.
Poops.
And it's I'm gonna do it again
for kids. And it talks about everybody poops.
Oh my goodness!
So. Anyway, that's the show. We love you guys.
I was just going to say, did you want to talk about anything else? And I was just like, all right, that sounds like that's about it. Because I'm like, you got homework to do, and I got more work to do. I got more editing to do. And I'm going to order me some hot dogs.
How do you order hot dogs? What, y'all got Nathan's down there or something?
No, it's a hot dog joint. I've had a... Okay, this is a funny story. Then we end with this.
Okay.
So one of my clients live across the street from one of the old buildings that I used to live in when I lived in Arlington. So I've been going to their building, and they've redone that entire area because Amazon came in and bought up all the property and redid it. Right.
Okay.
So I was walking past this place, and it's a string of different restaurants. And then there's this place that's like a dog place. Mm. right? And it's like it's a different name, and I'm like, oh, y'all got a new hot dog restaurant? I can't wait to check that out.
Not like a vet clinic. It wasn't that kind of dog place. It's a hot dog place.
I started talking to people that live in that area.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, have y'all tried the new hot dog place? And everybody was browned up their eyebrows. It was like, what are you talking about? It's a new hot dog place right there on the corner. You ain't seen it. It's in between this place and this place. And they said, Bruce, that's a dog washing place. Yeah! I said, damn it.
What is it called that you... What is the place called that you thought it was a hot dog place?
Hold on. What is it called? Hold on. I'm looking it up right now. I'm just.
I gotta know. What did the logo look like? Was it suds and bubbles?
No, it wasn't suds and bubbles. That was the thing. It wasn't suds and bubbles. Hold on. I'm looking for it right now. What was it called? Oh, I can't find it. Oh, District Dogs.
Okay. That does sound like.
Right. It's called District Dogs. And I was like, yo, y'all going to check out District Dogs? District Dogs look like it's legit.
You didn't see no menu.
I just walked past it. But District Dogs lets me know that they have a variety of hot dogs that you can get for your choosing.
If you're talking about dachshunds, yes.
They looked at me and it was like, that's a dog washing place. And I was like, oh, word. I thought it was a hot dog place. Listen. And then everybody was like, damn, that would be really cool if it was a hot dog place. And I was like, see?
Yes. Hot dog place called District Dogs. And they got different hot dogs named after different areas in DC. You know, you can get the New Hampshire footlong.
Right.
You can get the Constitution.
The Constitution chili dog.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's listen.
That's an idea.
You might have to open District Dog.
Oh no, nothing about no damn. I'd be like Cole from Martin, run out of dogs, and then be like, you don't want me to let you know we use it for meat. when Martin was doing the meatloaf and waffles.
Yes. That's dope. You got people coming in. You'd be like, look, can I get two Rhode Island Avenues?
Look, let me tell you something. The Rhode Island Avenues, they would have peppers.
Peppers,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's hot over there. You go over to Rhode Island.
The block is hot.
The block is hot. You might not make it home.
Right.
You might not make it home.
And when you eat this hot pepper ass hot dog, you might not make it to the bathroom. Freedom.
And just like that, we started with potty humor. We go air with potty humor. What do you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed those two clips. Once again, you can join our Patreon page at patreon.com/unsolicitedperspectives. That is the After Hours Uncensored, which you guys just previewed. I also have another show on there, Talking Straight Ish. You can subscribe to both of the shows. If you want to just do one show, it's $5 a month. If you want to do both the shows, it's $9 a month. So go ahead. Join the conversation. Check out some of our behind the scenes and uncensored stuff. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And until next time, as always, I'll holla. Whew, that was a hell of a show. Thank you for rocking with us here on Unsolicited Perspectives with Bruce Anthony. Now, before you go, don't forget to follow, subscribe, like, comment, and share our podcast wherever you're listening or watching it to it. Pass it along to your friends. If you enjoy it, that means the people that you rock with will enjoy it also. So share the wealth, share the knowledge, share the noise. And for all those people that say, well, I don't have a YouTube. If you have a Gmail account, you have a YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can actually watch our video podcast. But the real party is on our Patreon page, After Hours Uncensored and Talking Straight Ish. After Hours Uncensored is another show with my sister. And once again, the key word there is uncensored. Those are exclusively on our Patreon page. Jump onto our website at unsolicitedperspective.com for all things us. That's where you can get all of our audio, video, our blogs, and even buy our merch. And if you're really feeling genuine and want to help us out, you can donate on our donations page. Donations go strictly to improving our software and hardware so we can keep giving you guys good content that you can clearly listen to and that you can clearly see. So any donation would be appreciated. Most importantly, I want to say thank you, thank you, Thank you for listening and watching and supporting us. And I'll catch you next time. Audi 5000. Peace. The cycle stays the same.